This call is being recorded.
Back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am a Dhamma. I am known as the High Priest of Talos, although I have many other names. I am here now to continue this mission that we are all on, to continue the training, continue this program, that because of you, this group, and all of you that encompass this group, because of you, we are able to move ahead with this program, with this, to be on the schedule that we are on at this time. As you have heard, things are being stepped up. We, as the Ascended Masters, the Galactics, those of us in Agartha, we are the ones that are working with you to help this process to step everything up here for all of you and for all of those that you work with. Because this is a time and a moment that you have longed for, we have all longed for. I come to you as a warrior of light, just as you have come here a long time ago as warriors of light and love. You have called yourselves workers, light workers, for a while. But you have never been light workers. You have always been the warriors. You came here to be this. And you are assuming this mantle once again. Because as a warrior, you take action. You move. You create. You establish. You change many things. As you have been called the system busters, this is what you are. You are the ones that are raising the frequency, you being the collective you. Not certainly just this group, but this group is very important in raising the frequency across the planet. Every time you do one of these meditations, you are affecting things. You are affecting the frequency of the planet. You are raising the vibrations of the planet and all of the people here on the planet. It is because of you, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are able to bring this mission as far as it has come to this point. Bring this plan, or put this plan into motion, and continue to have it adapt and change as it needs to. Because of you, the vibrations, the frequencies are increasing every day, even moment to moment. And you begin more and more to feel these frequencies, these vibrations change, the energies moving through you. You begin to feel more and more as these energies rise. And as these energies rise, you will notice more and more that the various maladies that you have, the illnesses, the pains, the aches, all of this will begin to dissipate. Because as you have heard many times, cannot be in the higher vibrations of love and light and oneness and be sick, and be ill, and have aches and pains. It is not possible. So that is why we are stepping this up and asking you, each one of you, to begin to raise your vibrations moment to moment. Be aware. Awareness leads to a rising of vibrations. So be aware, if you are feeling a bit down, Raise your vibrations. Think of something beautiful. Think of the wonderment of this planet. Think of the animals that you love. Anything that will raise your vibration in that moment. Because in that moment, everything begins to shift. You begin to shift. You shift into those higher vibrations. And as you shift into those higher vibrations and higher frequencies, you are moving closer and closer to your own ascension. You have heard many times, you are near the finish line, and you are. We within the inner earth, those of us that have been waiting, watching, mentoring to you for some time, we have been preparing for this, for these changes that are coming. We have been preparing a place for you to join us. We to come up and join you. Doors will be opening to our world, just as we are opening to your world. I am Adama. I love all of you. All of you are moving into those higher frequencies now. Continue to do so, because as you do, you are bringing about great change to the world. All of my peace and love be with all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
Why don't we start here to assist you and to continue to move this along, because it is time, people. We are ready to move this along. We are ready to assist you in moving this and to have you help others to move this along. It is time now. It is time to get off of your rumps, you might say, off of the chairs, the couches, and begin to take this seriously. Begin to move ahead, and wherever you can, wherever you have the availability, reach out to your neighbor. Reach out to those who are looking right now, those who are searching, those who are beginning to ask the questions that you asked so long ago. When you asked, why am I here? What is this all about? What are we doing? When you asked those questions, now they are beginning to ask those questions. And as they ask those questions, they will begin to get answers just as you did. It may come from within them. It may come outside of them as someone leading them to a book or to a movie or a story of some type or whatever it might be. This is the way it spreads, and you are the ones that are spreading this. So it is necessary for you to, like we say here, take this seriously, move this along, be ready to jump when we say jump. Not when we say jump, really, it is when you say jump, because you are controlling this. We are not controlling this. You are. As you continue to surrender yourself to the source within you, to God, to your higher self, to Yahweh, whatever you want to call it, as you continue to release everything that has held you back, release, surrender to source, as you continue to do this, then everything will open up for you more and more, because in surrender is life. Think on that. Contemplate on that. In surrender is life. Do you have questions now for one who serves?
Shanti, one who serves. I have a question about the Mahdi. A week ago, Lord Yeshua spoke about the marching orders and about how his second coming is not about him himself coming physically, but rather, you know, bringing the Christ consciousness. But there's some prophecies in the Islamic literature that talk about the Mahdi, and whose tenure will coincide.
Moses, hold please. It is difficult to hear what you are asking because there is much noise in the background as well, and we are not able to clearly hear your question here. Try again now.
Okay, my apologies. So I was asking about the Mahdi. It was prophesied by the Islamic literature that his appearance or coming will coincide with the second coming of Lord Yeshua, and they talk about the Mahdi assisting to battle the Dajjal, or what the Christians call the Antichrist. And I just wanted to understand, you had mentioned, told us that, you know, all the scriptures by now had some type of corruption. So I just wanted clarification on this particular prophecy. Thank you very much.
First of all, what you are speaking of when you are saying the second coming, it is not the second coming that most of the Christian world and others have come to understand, that there is a birth or a being, a Yeshua or Muhammad or whoever it might be coming back. It is not that type of sense. That is the old way of looking at this. It is the second coming is all about consciousness. It is about consciousness moving ahead, consciousness moving into this through this ascension process and bringing this ascension process to a complete fulfillment. So in the second coming, you are the second coming. Each and every one of you is the second coming. Each and every one of you is moving toward taking on the Christ consciousness, just as Yeshua did, just as Buddha did, just as Krishna did, etc. All of this is the same thing. And it is all about you. This is why we say over and over to all of you, it is you that is doing this. It is you that is the second coming. You that is the taking on the Christ consciousness. You all have it within you. Now it is time to express it as the Christ. Okay?
And thank you. So how can we explain to Muslims around the world, how do we explain this concept of the Mahdi? Is it just a folklore idea or a tradition? Please advise.
As you are needing to explain or share your understandings of things with those who are asking, you will come to the understanding and the knowing of how to say it at that time. This is something you must trust. You must trust that you will have the answers. You will know what to say at the appropriate time. This is part of the ascension process. This is part of all that you are going through, part of all that you are trained to be doing here, so that when more and more people are in the awakening process, just as you have before, when they are in the awakening process now, they will be asking the questions, and this will be an opening, an avenue for you to express to them those things that you are aware of, that you know of. And this is what is coming here. Okay? Are there other questions here?
I have one.
Yes.
At the advance, it was spoken of that our there was a master overseer, and the ones that it had been with us for some time, guides and such, were gone. And I just wanted some clarification on this master overseer, because I'd like to have that a little bit of personal connection, you know, in meditation and things like that. And is that like your higher self, or is it just a separate being that's watched over you this whole time.
You each have this master overseer, as we use that terminology, but do not become concerned with who or what it is. Certainly your higher self, certainly the source within you, is this master overseer. But there is also a master overseer, you might say, of the entire group. And as many of you are becoming aware, that is Sananda at this time. He has taken on the mantle of working mostly closely with this group. You would think it was us, the one who serves, but no, it is Sananda. We are just the messengers here for him. So do not become too concerned with what was said here. Just as that your guides, many of you who have had guides for lifetime after lifetime, those guides are leaving. They will not be with you much longer, and many have already left. And this will create a sense of imbalance within you, as well as a comfort zone that is leaving you. The familiars in your life are leaving you. This is going to happen more and more. This is part of the rocky ride we are speaking of here. When we say fasten your seatbelts, because the ride may get bumpy. This is part of it. Because as you move through this transition, you are going to be moving more and more out of those comfort zones you have come to understand. Because the old programming, which created these comfort zones, is going to be leaving. Okay?
Okay.
Can I ask for clarification on that?
Yes.
Is it about fine-tuning the ability to listen to the higher guidance that's being provided, just to be able to be quiet and listen?
Very much so. The more you can do this,
yep,
the more you will continue to move along in this process, through this transition, and it will bring you to the point where you are coming closer and closer to that.
Oh, why does this not come down? I can turn it off.
Did not understand what was just said there? Was there something said on the phone here?
They were chatting.
Very good. Are there other questions here?
I have
You can go, Rita. Go ahead.
Okay, go ahead. You want me to go? Okay.
Yeah.
I have been taught and I have been teaching about the light chambers all along, because I was told once, and it was in a CD, that we do have light chambers, and mine is on a ship, and some are in inner earth. And then now I understand, I just heard that could be changed. And I'm wondering if we still, and by the way, Sue used to take us to the light chambers through meditation. Do we still have light chambers so I can keep teaching that, so I'm not teaching falsehood in any way? Or is that different, or has that changed?
There are certainly light chambers for some, but not for all, because all will not be necessary or needed. It is on a need basis as it will come about. Because as you continue to surrender all of the old programming, surrender to source within you, as you continue to do that, you are then moving up in vibrations. As you continue to move up in vibrations, the need for a separate technological device becomes less and less. But for those who have the need or will wish to enter one of these chambers, it will certainly be available to all. It will not be refused for anyone, and there will not be long lines to get into them or anything of this nature. They will be there for everyone. They will be in the cities of light, they will be on the ships, and they will be in the inner and hollow earth.
Way I understand, sir, is that our bodies, our physical bodies that is going on to live, must go back to an age of younger age, and that's the purpose of them. So you're saying that when we raise our vibrations and go up, that our bodies will change into a younger person. And I understand that the word ascension, also the resurrection, means the same as ascension, and that our bodies are already starting to resurrect quite a few years back with ourselves changing from carbon to crystalline. And so that's why I was just asking so much, because you know I'm up there in age. I want to get back to 25 or 26. So that's why I'm asking, sir.
We understand, and certainly when those moments come, when the event happens, with the pulse, the energy pulse comes, this will begin to shift everything at that time. And those of your bodies will begin to shift as well from that, because this will raise the vibrations across the entire planet, raise the frequencies. And if you think you have been feeling energy shifts now, just wait. It is going to become so much more. But this is what the Sananda has been saying to you about acclimating to the energies. You, those of you who are in this training program, you have been acclimating to these energies more and more. And this will continue until the point where the galactic pulse comes and everything will begin to shift more and more at that point. And you will be in the higher vibrations more often. And as you are, you will continue to find your bodies becoming lighter and becoming more able to work with them more and more than you can now because of the denseness that is there. That will leave, and everything will begin to move further and further along until the point where you are introduced to the galactics and those of inner Earth and all of this, and this is when these chambers will open up to you. They are open up to you now, but of course in your astral or etheric bodies only.
So our mentors will help prepare us for that. Is that one of the things that our mentors will be teaching us?
That is correct, yes.
Thank you so much. That was great. Thank you.
Any further questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hello? I have a question.
Yes?
My name is Gail. I'm on the phone. This is the first time that I've actually participated in the session. I received the emails on the sessions, and I've been reading them, I guess, for over a year. What I'd like to know is, do we newbies coming to the calls now? And I know that I'm one of the 144K and a system buster. I already know that. Do we get to go through an initiation also, or were we already included in that?
That is a very wonderful question. Those of you that were a part of that initiation that occurred here in this advance that we conducted, those of you that were there were a part of that initiation. Those who are coming after will be a part of the next one and the next one after that. We are going to continue this because this is part of the program. This is part of what you are here to do and to continue with this training that you are in right now. So those of you that are new, do not worry. You can catch up, as you tend to use this terminology. And you will not lose anything, because it is time for you, just as it is time for others. And yes, you are part of the 144,000, so you are in the right place at the right time and the right moment, and everything is happening just as it needs to. So do not be concerned about this. Okay?
Thank you very much, and it's so wonderful to be here with the group.
Hi, this is Lorelei. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I just am curious as to the I know that there is a hydration of funds, like in the realm of the physical monetary system that's coming at us shortly. I don't know exactly when. I'd love some word on that. But also, I'm curious to know what is going to be, what amount of time will we have between the time that that funding comes in and then the first wave of ascension happens? Like, approximately how much time will we have to work with that and start to, you know, shift the money world out here?
Very difficult to answer in terms of a time frame, because your time and the creator's time are two different things. So it is difficult to come to a time frame for you. We could say soon, we could say imminent, but what does that mean to you anymore, you see? So just understand that when the galactic pulse comes, when the event happens, everything will at that point be put into motion more and more. So you will be moving toward the ascension more and more at that point. Exactly when the first wave of ascension will happen, that is unsure yet at this time. That will depend on the collective consciousness. Please wait here a moment. There's something. Pardon the interruption here. There is, that will depend on the consciousness at the time as it continues to move on, as to whether or not you will be in that first part of the ascension, the second wave of ascension, or whatever it is. We are training you to be in the first wave. This is what is expected here. This is what we are working toward. So do not be concerned about the money aspect, the financial aspect, as that will all take care of itself. It is all about coming to balance. It is not about becoming a millionaire overnight and going out and buying new cars and new homes and all of these types of things, because that is only temporary anyway. Because as you move further and further into this, you will be introduced to new technology, including the replicators, and it will make money something that will not even be needed anymore. So all of this is part of the process. So we would say at this point, let that go, okay? Surrendering, work on your inner work here, work on surrendering to the source within you. This is the work now. This is the work of the warrior, to surrender to the God force, the God source within, just as Yeshua did when he said, I and my Father are one. Okay?
Can I just ask this, because I'm not sure I got to the point of what I meant. I was not speaking of that money for my purpose, although that's nice and all that. I was speaking of that I think that when people are freed from, like, that money gets out into the world and a lot of the people are freed from their worry and concern, that they have food and they have what they need because we're getting the money out there, then there'll be more of an opening for the ascension. So I'm just wondering about that, like how much time there'll be between that for that. That's what I was trying to get at. I know you don't know exactly, but there will be time.
We cannot say time frame here, but we can say it is all about balance. So as this money is released to the world and the projects can begin that are set up to assist the world in terms of food and water and shelter and all of the survival things that are needed, once survival is taken care of, then one can turn to go within, just as you have been able to. So this is the process that you're going through to bring about balance more and more here.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Any further questions here?
I wanted to ask a question. When you're dreaming, or you know, when you go to sleep at night and you have dreams that, let's say, using me for an example, that relate back to when I was younger, as you know my history, and did things over and over that weren't maybe what you would deem quite right. But when you dream them now and it kind of disturbs you, is that part of a way of letting it go or getting rid of part of that dragon or one of the dragons.
That is correct.
Just by dreaming
that
about it.
That is correct.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
I need to clarify something that I understand about man's consciousness. And I want to clarify this for everyone. If we work on ourselves, number one, there's enough resources in the world to feed everybody. It's not about that. It's about man's consciousness holding those resources back from people. It's not about the money being released. It's not about any of that. It's all there right now. The issue is consciousness holding back those
right.
things and being power usurpers. There's many humans that used to control resources, and that's why it hasn't been released. So if we work on ourselves and our inner selves and become a vessel for service, we become the example for others to release their own anxiety about resources.
That is correct. Be the change that you want to see in the world. Yes.
And that's why it's so important to work on our inner selves. The other thing that I wanted to mention, I was drawing on my ancient understanding of light. He wants to say what I'm doing. We have a little light source in our hot tub where all these colors change all the time when we're in the water, and I find that a great comfort. So I noticed how I'm drawn to that. So I believe that each person can create their own light chamber and put lights around them that they're drawn to. If it's fuchsia or blue or green.
That is correct. Colors and the hues of the colors and the intensities of the colors is very important and something that the world is going to move more and more to. The use of color, the use of sound, all of this is going to become part of the new technologies that are coming, as well as bringing back the crystals and the use of crystalline energy. This is all coming as well.
But we can do it right now.
You can within yourself, yes, certainly. Believe it and you will see it. Anything further now before we release channel?
Yes, actually.
Yes, I have a question.
Okay, go ahead.
This is Linda in Illinois, and I too feel that I'm one of the 144,000, but I have a kind of a two-part question. I was wondering, what can we expect through in August when this total solar eclipse happens? And also, maybe if you could give us an update on the Guardians, and I assume they're still here, and if you could give us any insight on an update for the Guardians. Thank you.
The Guardians, yes, are certainly here. They have not gone away. They have come to assist this entire process. And as you may have heard before, they only come when there are great changes at hand. And this is what is being prepared and readied for. There are massive changes that are coming to this planet, to the people on the planet. And the Guardians are here to assist in this process, to see it through, just as the many who have been working with the collective here, such as Sonic Gamara and Sananda, and all of the ones who are here, Archangel Michael certainly, that are here to assist and be of service through this entire process. So the Guardians are here, yes, and they are not going away until they're no longer needed here.
Oh.
And the eclipse?
Your August, in terms of what you are speaking of here, this is another indication of things as they continue to evolve and move along here, planetary changes, constellations, those things which are the eclipses, the solar eclipses, the lunar eclipses, all of these things change the energy, bring new energies here. This is all part of the great process that is in play here. Nothing to be concerned about, but it is all part of the plan.
Okay.
cannot say directly if something specific will happen in August or in June or in May or anything of this nature. That was done back in year 2012, leading up to the ascension at that time. But as you know, things were postponed for many different reasons, and we are not in the process of giving dates and times anymore here. Can only say that as the collective is changing, everything continues to evolve and shift according to the collective consciousness. Okay.
Thank you.
I have another question. Yes? Who? This is Lorelei. I have another question. To what extent, as we're growing and getting our own sort of wings, if you will, to what extent can we be around people that are in their, say, let's say it this way, pain bodies, especially those that are close to us, and to what extent do we need to start to carve a space for ourselves where we can sort of guard our own journey, if you will, or our own sacred space?
As much as you can, you want to surround yourself with those of like mind, like body, like consciousness, as much as you can. But of course, there are times when you cannot, with family, with friends, and different things of this nature. So when you are, say, walking into a room and it feels negative to you and it is not something you want to be around, get out. It is that simple. Do not stay there. Let the others bring your vibrations down, unless you want to. That is up to you. If you decide you want to stay in that, you can do that, but know that your vibrations are going to be influenced, not necessarily brought down, but influenced. And the more you let your vibrations be influenced, the more difficult it will be for you to let go, as we have been saying here for some time. So it is very important, such as when you come together once a week in this way, it's very important to be around people of like vibrations as you, even some that are even higher vibrations than you. This is very important. And when you come together in such as an advance, where is a weekend like this, that what just occurred, then your vibrations increase even more, and you find that they are staying there more, higher there for longer periods of time. This is what you are working toward, to the point where you can raise your vibrations and keep them raised. And once you have done that, you have ascended.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
Understanding that we're multidimensional, we have parallel lives and so forth. So when we cross timelines and we've raised our vibration, I'm curious as to what happens. Does that former life in the former timeline continue? Or does that what we here on Earth, their dimension, call death? Can you expand a little bit on that, please?
Not quite understand what it is you're asking here.
When we cross timelines, and so we're living in a new timeline in the higher vibration, what happens to that person in the previous timeline? Does it continue to go on in that timeline, or when we cross a timeline, does that old person in that old former timeline dissipate, or?
Are you talking about particular self as you cross timelines, and that portion of yourself that was left in the earlier timeline, does that continue on? Is that what you were saying?
Sort of, kind of like, yes.
Well, then, sort of, kind of like. I will answer that. As you move across timelines, as you shift, and we'll talk in terms of not timelines, but shifting into higher vibrations. Because as you shift into higher vibrations, you are then changing your timeline. So this is important. And as you shift and change into the new timeline for yourself, those that are of like vibration are shifting with you as well. So all is shifting together. This is as a collective, you are shifting this timeline. Now, there are those certainly that are not and will not. It is because of their choice, though, what you call the cabal, what you call those who will just not be ready to ascend, will not be ready to go through these processes that you are doing. And they will, of course, be accommodated in other ways. So they will shift into and already are beginning to shift into another timeline here as well. So as Archangel Michael said not too long ago here, he said the timelines are splitting apart. And this is going to continue on until they completely split. And once they're completely split, those who are on the old timeline or the ones that you are not on, they are going to, in a sense, disappear from your view and your life completely. Okay?
Thank you very much.
We need to release channel here now. No more questions. We are needing to let go here and release James here. We only wish to say that we are continuing to look forward to everything that you are doing as a collective, as a group, and as individuals that you are working through your transition, your own personal and inner transition. This is what is occurring now, and we are here to assist you just as you are here to assist us. We are all working in this together. We are all in this together, and we are all getting ready for this amazing ride that is coming up and that you have already, in many cases, climbed aboard for. So get ready and fasten those seat belts, because things are going to get rough and rocky road ahead here, okay? Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.